Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anything Goes with Carrie Bradstreet, your beautiful, famous host, and I'm Adolf Turchi. So how are you?
I'm doing good. It's nice to see some sunshine today, and the snow melted.
Yeah, but it's still colder.
I know. I thought I better wear my
winter coat. So anyway, this is our builder show, as you know, with you. So.
Oh, you know what?
What's going on with
I
you?
I brought pictures today.
Oh, can we see them?
Of all my work that I did.
Oh, just your work. I thought maybe, you know, being the photographer that I am, that maybe it was model pictures.
No. I brought pictures, and I wanted to make sure that people could see them, so I have them a little bit bigger. I thought I'm going to walk through my process.
Okay, I just want to show something. Brought to you by COD.
So I was going to walk you through the process. I had them on my phone, but it's like you couldn't see them very well.
Is this going to take a long time?
I don't know. What else do you want to talk about?
Do you have any new commercials coming up or anything?
No.
I see the other commercial for the casino is gone. They got one, yeah. They didn't use any people.
Oh, okay.
The bastards.
All right. I was trying to remember at the very beginning of our show. It was back like in June.
Yeah.
And that's when I had just started working on my deck, remember? And I had the acid eye incident and all the carpal tunnel started. So I don't know how you can zoom in on any of these,
yep,
Gene.
Yep, just seven, right?
Okay, so I've got pictures of when I finally worked on my deck. So I scrubbed down.
Why don't you hand them to me and I'll look at them too.
Well, okay.
After you're done.
And there's my backyard. It's on my basketball court.
Okay,
that
but what
I
did you do in this picture? Make the doghouse or what?
That's all the railing that I had sanded down.
Oh, you
and
don't
all
have
repainted.
Before and after pictures.
No, I don't really have any before, and that's the lower part of the deck that I had.
That's your basketball
repainted.
Court?
That's my basketball court.
Do you
and
play
this
basketball?
Is below the deck.
Now, do you keep the
and
rim
I did
down
all
a
these
little
stones.
Bit, or no?
What's that?
Do you lower the rim when you play basketball?
I probably should. And there's more of like of the deck. And then going down the stairs, I
did
all
of
that,
job.
And did all the stones.
How much would you charge me to do my deck?
And then I was getting creative and pulling up buried stones and putting them and painting them. So yes. And then the next thing, remember, I did my entry. This is how it all started in the house. Where I said I did the entry with slate, and this is like the wood flooring, and I have like some slate scattered in there, and this was that first slate work.
Wow. You did all that?
Yeah, and you can see it here.
Oh, my God.
And so from there, then, see, this is
your
my old floor.
He should be ashamed of himself.
So then I had my old floor was all this golden oak.
Oh, yeah.
And so then, I did my, I went and did slate in my laundry room, Mark's bathroom. So then I did all of that.
Oh, Mark's got his own bathroom?
Yes, I don't share a bathroom with a guy. That's ridiculous. That's a way to have a perfect, not perfect, but a much happier marriage is if you don't share bathrooms.
Yeah, you know what? If I really got to go, I sometimes ask my wife, do you mind if I use your bathroom?
Yeah, I always know if Mark uses mine because the toilet seat's up.
Oh, no, you got
to
put it
back down.
Okay,
so then I went into the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then I did all the replaced. I had to take down all the old tile, and I did all new tile here.
Now, Carrie's telephone number will come up on the air, so if you're interested in
her
doing any of your
kind of dark. And then I found a couple of pictures where I kind of could see what it looked like before. It was just these little squares.
Before and after?
Yeah. Can't really see.
Remember when we did that one, what was that one, the musical? Porn
the musical? Yes.
At your house.
We did. And then I was trying to find a picture that showed what my railing was before. I had the stairs go down here, and this was all railing. And then was my big project, remember when I said I was trying to take that ball off and make it into a square, and I couldn't figure out how to make a square. I don't know if you remember that. Well, I took all that railing down, and then I built this here.
Wow.
Then going down to the stairs. And then, of course, I did all the stairs.
Now, do you have pictures of what you wore when you did that?
I see a close-up more of the stairs and the railing that I did.
Hold that down on the table. There you go. Perfect.
And then you can see from behind that I used to just be that spindly. railing.
Yeah.
And there's my little thing that I had to chop off
the
circle.
Did Hubby say you did a great job?
Yeah, he's watched me do it, so he's just glad to have it cleaned up. This is how it looks when I got to the bottom of the stairs, which was a pain in the buttocks. Because then I took off all the carpeting from the stairs. The stairs had the ridge that goes out.
Yeah.
And when you want to do the new steps, I had nowhere to end the wood flooring because there was not a wall there. So I built this little thing in here.
Down
so that I
table.
Could butt that up.
On the table. Thank you.
Trying to shut Larry. And did all built all my little columns.
Yeah, just show the three people that watch our show. And then I'll just put it down.
Then I took the wood floor.
That looks like my dog. Whose dog is that?
That's Siri. That's Mark's dog. Then I took all the wood flooring from that I took down upstairs, and I put it downstairs. This was like Mark's theater type of room. So then I took up all the carpet, and then I put all this wood flooring in, and then put slate all across, like where the dogs come in and walk. And I even did
the
fireplace.
Right. That looks nice.
And this is kind of a close-up I did of, so you can see the slate in the wood that I did. What's trimming this, not this piece exactly, is where I cut my thumb. I was trying to do a piece where I wanted to...
I bet you Mark tells his guys when they
come in.
And so
then I thought, well, now I got to do the hallway because, look, you know, since I did that, and so I worked into the hallway and redid.
Where'd you get the rug at?
The rug, I think it was Menards.
That's where we got our rugs. I'll have to take some pictures of mine.
So then I thought, well, now I should do the bathroom floor down there because I just took up that carpet, and the carpet went into the bathroom. I did. You know, but they had like vinyl around the toilet, but I never liked to have that carpet in there.
We never had carpet.
So I took that all out and did more tiles and some slate. And then after I did that, I said, well, you know what? What I did is I wanted to redo the backsplash. And when I was taking it down, I damaged the countertop. So I had to do it all over again. So I put in slate tiles here, did this, the countertop, put in a new sink, and then I did that above the shower and the bathtub with some more slate.
Wow.
And then in the guest room, I made a valance. I've never did that before. Redid and painted all that room.
Wow.
I made a valance. I was proud of myself.
I would be
too. You can
too.
See.
That's your bed?
That's downstairs. That's the guest bedroom.
Oh.
And then I took a picture of my toilet, so you wanted to see my toilet.
I did.
I did. Did we
There's
really?
My toilet, remember? You said there's
you
one piece.
You use that? Can I have that guy?
And then I trying to get a picture because then I went and I did put these light fixtures and did some tile and stuff on
What's
the wall, but it didn't
right
show
there?
Up very well with the flash. That's what I'm going to give you guys. I'll show you in just a minute. So that's kind of my bathroom.
Oh.
Then I moved on to my rock wall. So, you can kind of see my floor here. So then I redid all of this rock wall here. We can kind of, for some reason, those pictures were pretty dark.
Now.
And I gave a close-up of what I did for the rocks.
Now,
so if, this is like what
for
the
my house,
like.
All the stuff we did, Randy has to show you the pictures. He took pictures so he could show them off to
And then I thought, well, I'll find what it looked before. This is how I had the rocks before. And.
You should do rock climbing there.
And so
put those little things up there so you could rock climb.
So then I thought, oh, you know what? There was so much stuff I didn't take pictures of. So
that's too bad.
I had to show. I took a couple because it was like major stuff.
It was, yeah. I think.
Okay.
You know, you don't want to say, oh, for a girl, you did a great job.
Right.
I just say, you just did a great job.
Well, okay. So here's like on my rocks. Well, not all of them, but I tried to see, and it took me multiple steps, and
I'll
it made them,
up, ladies and gentlemen.
And it made them look like real rocks, and I was so impressed with that. And that's my where I cut that ball off,
yeah,
and made the top of the stairs so you can see it better there.
But you made your husband nervous.
And then the back of the railing, and then I took took the cupboards that were above my refrigerator that I could never reach, couldn't open because we had a bigger refrigerator than was built in there. And so I took that down, and I made a desk. This is now it's under here, and it's a workable
desk.
Desk, and my coffee bar for my husband.
Wow.
And that's where it used to be. And so I just put a little, cover up to, so you can't see where I used to have
it. Did you use your tube belt at all or no?
I did at one point, but I was always like squatting and sitting. And so it wasn't, framing a house maybe when I'm standing up all the time, that'll probably
My God, you're going into framing houses now?
And see, this is all the bar and stuff behind there that was all tile, and I redid that.
Yeah, I give you praise just for trying it, and you did such a beautiful job.
And then I
job.
Did the fireplace upstairs, too. That's all made of all brick.
Now, did you have a fire at Christmas?
And then this was the worst part. I put in a new sink and faucet and garbage disposal. And I wanted to get a nice garbage disposal. You know, they have the ones that are quieter and they have more horsepower. So I got this really nice one. It was so heavy. I couldn't lift it under the sink to put it in because, well, my wrists were bad and just the angle, and Mark couldn't help me. I spent hours and hours. I mean, my arms were sore for days.
Why didn't you call me and ask
so
me
then
to
I ended up
you?
Coming up with MacGyvering it, you know, trying to find anything
a
that I could kind of stick it up and kind of jack it up and trying to get it up there. Finally did, but I was afraid to use it because then it was like Christmas. I thought, I do not want to turn this on and all of a sudden my sink fall down, like it, because I had to glue it under the counter and stuff, the sink.
Yeah.
So, but I eventually did and it works. Oh, and then I said, here's my doorknobs. Remember, I said I'd replaced all my doorknobs. And there's my wall and my fixtures in my bathroom that I did. And there's the wall that I did.
Don't you think we ought to give her a hand?
Then I even did some electrical. There was a light in Mark's weight room that never, ever worked. It would always kind of flutter off and never worked. And so we'd always just have all these little plug-in lights. So I said, you know what? I'm going to fix this. So I got up there.
Did
I took it
down.
Did
you turn the power off first?
Yes. And so I changed that into like a plug.
Yeah.
And so I plugged in and have a big utility, bright utility light down there. So now he has light in his weight room. I painted the leather chair downstairs and made that table. You can paint leather. It was a green leather chair. And so now it's black. It's black and silver.
Did you use leather paint?
Yes. And then I had a new mirror and lights in the bathroom downstairs.
Well,
new faucet.
I give you praise for everything you did. That's great.
That's the and to put in a new faucet in the shower downstairs along with the tiles. Painted the stained the furniture in the bedroom, and then took a picture of my Wonder Woman clock I made.
Let me see.
That's great.
That's you too. That's good.
So there.
Does Mark like that? Did you give it to Mark for Christmas?
No. I had made it, and I just had the square and then the numbers around it. And then when I was redoing the basement, I got this like a frame, and then I kind of glued it all onto a frame and painted the frame and stuff. So it was more like a big unit rather than just like a
there was,
fake wall.
When my wife and I were shopping, and they had this little Wonder Woman about this big, and I wanted to buy it.
I've got
and my wife said, no, I want to get out of here. I got to go to the other store, so she wouldn't wait for me, so I didn't get it. But it was about that big. It was kind of
was
cute.
It as big as this?
It's a little bigger than that.
My little buddy Jetson gave me that. It's a little Lego Wonder Woman.
The little
actor that I would help. Jetson, he moved out to California.
Oh, yeah.
So this has been on my
on
my keychain for a while. But anyways, you talked about, you saw the toilet.
Yeah.
And you said, what's this on my toilet? Well, I got it for you. I just love these glow bowls. Is what they are. It's like, kind of like a night light, and you can also have like a little
sounds
air freshener in it. No. When you walk past the doorway or get close to the toilet, it lights up and it changes pretty colors. And so you don't have to turn the light on to get up and go to the bathroom. And just even it just kind of lights up when you walk past it and when it's dark outside.
Yeah.
And so I brought both of you guys one.
Wow.
So you can have one.
What do you do with this?
Well, you put it on your toilet and just sit there and watch it glow. So you don't pee.
Yes, and it needs batteries, so I brought you batteries.
Oh, batteries too. It takes three of them?
Yes. Okay, I'll show you what it looks like.
Watch out, you're going
to
go.
How to do it. No, we're not level. It's going to come back. Okay. So for you.
She's all into this, you know.
It's very, very simple.
I'm looking at those pictures. I'm thinking, she knows what she's doing. I'm listening.
Okay. It's kind of embarrassing.
It just looks like this.
Very much so.
And then this just kind of slips over the rim of the bottom. Well, not
have
the
that
seat.
Bigger toilet?
No, it fluctuates so that it can sit. And then this part.
Is that a siren that when you're done?
You can put some air freshener things in there. Pull this out and it got some little air freshener things in there.
I think we're going to need
a
bigger air freshener.
But when you walk past it or whatever, then this little light comes on inside the bowl. So it makes the bowl.
So you can see when you pee?
Yes, and it just looks
pretty
different colors.
That's more for your guys,
isn't it,
than the girl?
Well, I have all mine now because I just like the pretty colors. It's like a nightlight. And so if you get up in the middle of the night, you don't have to turn the light on either. I might light
I'm going to have to. I'm not even going to tell my wife. I'm just going to put this on and see what she does.
Yeah. That's great. That is very funny. I get these in. Are these double A's or are these triple A's? And I brought the wrong thing.
These are double A's.
Oh, shoot. I think they're supposed to be triple A's. And I brought you double A's. I do have triple A's at home, too. Dang it.
Well, that's fine. I got triple A's.
Okay. I was going to show you kind of how it lights up.
Yeah.
But... okay.
My wife.
If you don't have triple A's, I get triple A's at home.
My wife's got.
Dang it.
A whole drawer of batteries.
Yeah, that's what I do. Well, there's yours, and Jean has one.
Thank you. Wow.
Why did you give me the open one and Jean the closed one?
Because I touched this one. I thought you might want this one.
Oh God.
Well, touch mine. Why does he get the one you touched?
I get to keep it.
There you go.
I'll never watch that box again. Come here.
So there, now I caught everybody up. And so, my kitchen sink was the last thing that I had done in the garbage disposal.
You know, no kidding aside, you kind of embarrassed us a little bit.
Yeah.
With the toilet thing?
No, with this.
With what you've done. I felt like I was watching an episode of House Hunters. You know,
So you were thinking that I was just... really doing really like a
light stuff.
No, I knew you were capable of doing things simply because of the way you described them, and you know, but I had no clue it was to that extent.
That's why I said taking me forever.
So how long did it take you to do all that?
Well, I started in the summer when I did the deck.
Yeah.
Wait, and you did all of that since the beginning of December?
No, since the beginning of December?
I thought that's
no,
what you're
no, saying. The summer.
Oh, the summer.
I did the deck starting in the summer when we started this show.
Yeah.
And so then it just kind of just kept doing it until, it was September.
You
I think I done my floor
here,
in September. Yeah.
So 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, for everything.
And look how long it took Randy just to do my kitchen.
A lot of it is the stinking demo that takes so long, is just tearing stuff up. And then redoing it.
That would take me years to do that. That much stuff.
And then I was fixing light switches. I did zap myself once. I'll turn the power off then. Because I was changing I made some of my switches, those nice little square flat ones, rather than the little toggly thing. Change out a plug. And then
I had my security business, we were working on a house. And we're putting in one of these dial. If you open a door, when it was on, it would dial the police. So one day I was helping my men out because we had to get the job done. And I always used to take the wires and put in my teeth and pull the plastic off of them. And I put it in and I bit down and the phone rang at the same time. Knocked me out. And, I mean, you have DC current is stronger.
Did you have silver fillings too?
No, but it knocked me right down on the ground. It knocked me out, kind of. I mean, not all the way, but I never did it again, I'll tell you that. But, wow, unbelievable.
Yeah.
I've been shocked a million times.
That's the one thing I don't like doing is electrical
I got
and
this
plumbing.
Thing in here, and I can't get shocks anymore.
Yeah, I had to redo, the plumbing configuration under the sink, because the new sink that I got, of course, then it didn't fit. I measured, but I didn't realize that the base was bigger, and I've got granite countertops. Is that what that is? And
how
so it
times,
has a permanent cutout.
How many times
you know,
did you go to
Menards
that because of a mess up?
Oh, a lot between Menards and Home Depot.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. They knew me. Every time I come into Home Depot, this one lady, she'd come up because they're trying to sell you on like a service, whatever. And I said, no, you've already hit me up before. And a couple of days later, she walks up. She goes, oh, okay. She's like, yeah, she knows it's me. You're here all the time. I said, yeah, I am. So, yeah, did quite a bit. Learned a lot, too, because I'm going up and down aisles. I'd see stuff. I'm like, oh, I can fix that. Oh, uh-huh. So that's what I did a lot of other stuff.
So are you done now, or do you have other things?
Now I'm working on purging my closets and drawers and trying to get rid of a bunch of clothes and coats and stuff just because I got way too much. And
did you talk to my wife? It sounds like, I mean, here we got our house.
I just need more boxes and stuff to pack it up.
Took all the carpet out, put
in the washroom. I'm washing it all and folding it nice because I've got a place that just donates to people in need.
Yeah.
You know, they don't resell it or anything.
Do you realize that?
So I want to give it to them so people can just take what they need.
What's the one that really isn't a nonprofit and they've made all this millions and millions of
dollars? Oh, Goodwill?
Goodwill.
Yeah.
Well, they're smart guys. I mean, they use
yeah,
the sympathy
pitch. It's not really, yeah, it's more of a business model of giving jobs to
people.
You know, different
people. That's what it is.
Yeah. Then Salvation Army is one that's better about giving.
Well, the Salvation Army is all Christian, I mean.
Yeah, so in the name, I think that's what somebody told me. I think it's downtown that I'm going to donate the stuff to.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, my wife took over like 3 closets full of clothes and all. And I couldn't believe the stuff she was. I mean, I'm telling you, some of it still had price tags on
it. I have the same thing.
I couldn't believe it. I said, well, why would you buy it? Well, it was on sale.
Yep, yep.
I've happy life, happy
too.
Wife.
Yeah, and then I have stuff that's perfect condition, maybe hardly ever worn. I'm like, I haven't been wearing it. I'm just storing it. So I might as well give it to somebody who will actually use it. So, yeah.
So now are you 24 or 25?
28.
Oh, 28. Wow,
yeah.
You're getting up there now.
I know.
So anyway, have you got anybody calling you? I've had a few people call me and ask me about the, and I said, well, where'd you hear about that? They said, from you. Did I mention the reunion that we're going to have?
Oh, those people calling you. Oh. I never did that email.
You never did that
no!
email?
No! I totally forgot about it until just
now. That's why
that
I
up.
Said we'll do it in spring.
No, I'll send it out. I know I have a folder somewhere that has everybody's emails in it when I used to send stuff out.
Well, I think we should have a pizza party, not some big meal.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I think maybe we could do it right here in the, mm-hmm. you know, put up them chairs and put it right in here. That way you
and
can,
we can
talk
do,
right
yeah, we
in
can
front
do
of
a
people.
Presentation of what our idea is for public access.
Right.
Yep. And, see if there's any people that are even just crew people that want to help too, because we'll have fake crew people that are on camera, and then we need actually real crew people to actually
do stuff
too.
Well, I can run a camera too, you know.
Yeah, or we can have some stationary ones, I guess. Right. We'll have someone just
I know what's your face wants to do it.
What's her face? Oh,
the girl that went to Florida with us.
Well, oh, DJ.
Yeah, so
yeah.
That was nice having her here, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So have you talked to anybody else about coming on our show?
Randy again.
Also, if you do that, put in that we'd like to have people on our podcast, too, talking about the show and all that, too.
Yeah.
I know Melissa said she would do it. And I texted her back and said, oh, aren't you busy? She says, not for you guys. Which I thought was sweet.
Yeah, because I think she lives in Lowell now. But that's not quite that bad. I'm sure she comes into Grand Rapids.
Is she still married?
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah, and her boys are all getting graduated.
They played football, too.
They all played football, Yep.
Did you see the Lions lost this year now more than they won?
I just gave up on watching them. I would just say, did they win or did they lose? That's all.
The Viking, you know, Cousins, who is the quarterback.
Kirk Cousins, that's from this area,
And they won the game, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's a good player.
Yeah. It sounds like he's a a solid Christian man or something.
He is a very Christian man, yeah.
And vocal and stuff, which is nice. I think more people are feeling they can be vocal. Speaking of vocal, did you see the speech by Ricky Gervais?
Yes, that's the first thing he said to me when he walked in.
Oh, that was, I don't watch those shows, but I just saw
as
all
much
the
as
aftermath.
You like the acting and all that, you didn't like the you don't like don't. To watch the shows?
Well,
they're kind of phony.
Yes, and I'm just like, who doesn't award themselves? You know, what other job goes out there and they just vote for themselves and their jobs? I'm like, there should be awards for like the best brain surgeon.
These awards don't just be are given to people. You got to file. You got to
submit your own little clip. And,
yeah, you have to do that. And you seen when we were at the show down there that the Oscars has a booth there too, so doing the same thing. Do you want to pay the $2,500 entry fee? So it's kind of a phony thing. And how do these people get off being actors that they can say what they say? They don't. But that doesn't make them any smarter because they can act.
No, they just think that they have so many fans and so many people follow them that they must be, you know, somebody that people look up to. And it's like, no. They just watch your movies and they follow you maybe because you say funny or dumb stuff, but it doesn't make you an expert in anything except for maybe expert in acting.
Yeah.
So keep your mouth shut when it comes to political things or, you know, especially if you don't want to, you know, whatever you're going to say, you're going to alienate half the population. Half the population is the moviegoers as well. It's like, why don't you just zip it and just talk about the films or whatever and be gracious and go.
I told a lady on Facebook the other day, you know, my daddy always said, keep your mouth shut. People think you're stupid. You open it, they'll know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They're just some people,
sick of it. I mean, I've seen Ricky Gervais. He had a show for a while that was with kids.
Yeah. And you know, he's an atheist. I mean,
oh, is he?
Yeah, sworn atheist.
But he had to deal with little kids. It was a show where, what was it?
This is the takeoff of the Art Linkletter show. Kids say the darndest things.
It was like a game show, though, that the person had to answer a question, and if they didn't get it, like the kids had a chance to answer it. And so he was, you know, talking while these little kids, you know, they're like 7, 8, 9 years old, and he just had this rapport, so he was funny, but he couldn't be...
No,
like he is, because he was using profanities and stuff, and
he even
his
used
innuendos
the F word,
and stuff. But I mean, it was funny because it was so accurate.
Oh yeah, he really, but they still did it right in front of him. You know, that's what I thought was funny.
Yeah, and then he kept on saying, "Hey, it's my last time." You know, so he's like, "I could say whatever I want. You know, I'm not worried about having to come back." But that was pretty funny.
Yeah, in fact, the president said to him, will you put that in writing for us?
Yeah, I saw there was like a tweet from Donald Jr. or something.
Thanks for my Global.
Yes, you will enjoy
you.
It.
I will.
You're such a sweetheart.
And when it gets dark so early here too, so even if your bathroom is getting kind of dark and it's dusk, whatever, like if you walk past the bathroom, if the thing is pointed towards the door, or whatever, and all of a sudden it'll just light
thing
up. This thing. No, that's pointed towards the toilet, pretty much. That's why I don't share bathrooms with men, because I don't think it's always pointed that way. No, but then you'll walk past it, and then it'll glow, it'll change a few colors, and then, you know, it'll stop. And then if you go by again, and it does that. And these are some really pretty colors. These are different than the ones I had before, like the purples.
I'm
like
excited about going
and
home
blues.
And being, what about you? He's not paying attention
to
us.
No, he's looking for some AAA batteries.
Oh, is that what he's
doing? Darn it, I'm so mad. I went and grabbed
don't
batteries.
Don't be mad.
We
got them at home. And
I have AAA batteries, too, but I guess I wasn't thinking.
So
didn't look.
Are we going to try for next week? We've only got 10 minutes because you were late, so we have to.
Well, I wanted to gather up all this stuff.
And you did.
And
there
was that major accident up there.
Hey, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
I just wondered, they even had a truck up there that had a blinking arrow to get you to turn onto Byron Center. So I must have been there a while then.
Yeah.
You know, there was like two fire trucks, but it's right by the fire station there. So they're kind of blocking traffic, and a couple tow trucks. I couldn't really see where the cars are. A police car blocking the other way, and it's like, ugh.
Well, when I pull out onto 84th Street, I think it was Saturday, some truck come flying by us. He must have been going 75, 80 miles an hour right in that small area.
On Byron, on 84th Street?
Yeah, on 84th Street where I pulled out. We pulled out, and then all of a sudden we heard this guy, vroom, and the light had changed, and he kept going. I thought, what an idiot, you know? And then we wonder why so many people get killed on highways. So.
I know. There's so many at those intersections. 44th is really bad for that. I'll hear it almost every evening when they do, like, the traffic reports and stuff.
There's always,
you know, 44th and Burlingame, 44th and 36th Street. And I just think it's these traffic lights and people are running them, or they, it's their turn, and they keep turning when it's not their turn, you know. And
well, look how many wrecks are on 131 out by the ballpark. I mean, unbelievable how many times. Every day they have one there. I guess they need to do something about that after a while.
Yeah. Well,
So anyway, what did you do for Christmas?
I was just going to say, this made me think of traffic, too. Well, we drove out, actually, Saturday, we went to see my daughter and son-in-law and my grandkids. So we didn't see them till after Christmas. So that's a long jaunt, you know, all the way out to Westland, near Livonia, up
that
way.
Yeah, I know Westland real well.
And coming back, well, we took my mom, and she's out on, 5 Mile East Beltline. So I had to take 96. I don't take my... I usually take the M6 and kind of bypass the city.
I'm sorry.
Do you need to answer it?
No, it's a scam.
Okay. But anyways, all that construction they've been doing by the East Beltline. And I don't know what they did to make it an improvement. Maybe they're not done yet. But still, when you get off East Beltline and want to go on to 131... No. Onto 196, you still have to bounce several lanes to get over. And I thought maybe that's what they were fixing, but no, it's terrible. You don't have that much. You got about half a mile from the time you get off East Beltline to get all the way over, so you can be 131 and not go 96 to Muskegon.
Oh yeah.
And it still was the same way. It was like there were five lines.
Yeah.
There were five lanes, and so two and went to Muskegon, and then there's three that went to 131, but you still had to go over those two that go to.
And make sure you don't forget, because people will not let you in.
I know, and you're waiting, and then this is what happens, is they won't let you in, and then you finally get over, and then they change lane. It's like, why weren't you in that lane before, and you were just blocking me this whole way?
Yeah.
I get a little upset with some drivers.
You didn't swear, did you?
No, I wasn't driving because it was dark. I cannot see in the dark
anymore. Oh, I can't either anymore.
And drive.
My wife drives at night. I cannot
see. So I drove there, and I let him drive back, because I just, in those stupid headlights that they have now, they're just so bright. They look like brights to me, and I've got astigmatism in both my eyes, and so it's just like I'm seeing all this bright light, and I can't tell how far away they are.
Well, that's because I got a piece of steel in my eye,
and then
when they pulled that out, I lost. So now I got...
I'm starting to get a little bit of... cataract or something.
Not only a cataract, I have glaucoma. In this eye. So I'm putting $65 is my copay on that.
It's probably like the drops that I had to put when I got acid in my eyes.
Yeah.
So $75 for this tiny, tiny little thing and put drops in my eyes.
Yeah. Like, so anyway,
really?
That's what I'm doing. But at night, all I see is,
with freezing rain or even regular rain, snow, any of that stuff.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, I don't even drive at night anymore. My wife drives all the time.
I know. I'm glad. But now Mark's having knee replacement surgery on Thursday.
Oh, jeez.
So he won't be driving. So I guess
I'm
not going anywhere
while,
after dark. What's that?
He's been out of commission for a while.
I know. He's gone back. And so now he's prepping for surgery for Thursday. That's going to be a little bit harder because he won't be able to walk as well. They're supposed to get a walker. I said, well, just wait. Maybe you could just use crutches. And then he said, well, what if the crutches hurt my shoulder?
Crutches. Don't buy them. I got two pairs of crutches.
We got crutches, but they're telling him to get a walker. And my sister, who is occupational therapist and stuff, she goes, you won't need a walker. You'll be up and you'll be walking. Because they wanted him to have a walker when he went into the hospital. And those things are expensive. I don't know how much insurance covers. And I thought, well, just wait. We'll go with crutches. And then if they say, oh, no, you know, it'll hurt your shoulder or something, or you're just super, super bad, then I'll go get you a walker. But I want to get a walker, and then they say, oh, no, you're walking good. You don't need it. And then I just paid for a walker, you know. So
he's too young to have a walker.
No, my brother had knee replacement, and he kind of chuckled. He says, I just had crutches. He's like, if you need a walker, he's kind
of a friend of mine, Gary Stevens, had a walker. And he never used it. He bought it, and he didn't use it.
I know. So I will just wait. So if I have to.
Well, you know, it's probably time we should start saying goodbye.
Well, what else? Tell me about your Christmas.
We had it on Christmas Eve instead of Christmas morning because they have to go to their other parents So we tried that. And then we were happy to see everybody go. It was having them, but it was fun to get them going. Uh-huh. And then on New Year's, our neighbors and my wife and I, we went to a show and out to dinner.
Oh, nice.
And that's about it. I did a lot of notes about our show and wanted to talk about that today, which
but
I really didn't get a chance. No, that's
quickly,
wonderful.
Quickly, can you do it in 30 seconds?
Trust me. Everybody turns in to see you. They don't turn.
No, but I said, finally, I said, I'll take those pictures and show them in so we can stop talking about my work.
Well, it's good. It's beautiful. Probably going to talk
more about
it.
But I got it all done before I had family coming over. This was my first Christmas because my two other kids got married that I didn't have people come into my house for Christmas.
Let me ask you a question. If somebody wanted you to do the work at their house, would you do it?
No, because I wouldn't. I don't know. I don't know if I'd be good enough. And then I don't have a license for one thing. And
I wouldn't know how much to charge. How much to charge? As much as you can.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't know any of that stuff because I would probably take so much longer than someone else. I'm paid by the hour, and it takes me five times.
Well, look at Randy. It took
him
a whole summer to do my kitchen.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm going to do is I saw my brother. I've got a single brother.
You do?
He's been in radio forever and never been married. He's got a house. Got a house on the northeast side. And he drives to Muskegon all the time.
Yeah.
And so he's never at his house. A lot of times he
does. Does he know Dave?
Oh, no. Hopefully not. But anyways, he's never at his house. The house never gets clean and never hasn't been updated. I think he's been there 25 years.
You're going to help him?
I said, I'll go over and I will redo your house for my winter project. And he says, yeah. He says, oh, really? He was at my house. And he saw what I've been doing. He said, really? And I said, yeah. And he says, well, yeah, first I really want to get rid of that pink carpet that's in the bathroom.
Well, maybe he is gay.
No, he's never changed anything. It's an old house, Eleanor or something, you know, off by Knapp and Eastern.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm glad you're not my sister.
And then something about some red shade carpet somewhere else. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Maybe there's hardwood underneath some of these things, but I'm like, I can help you. I really can help you. So I've been saving some of the stuff that I've been taking down, some of my light fixtures that are fine that I replaced, and I got my other sink.
Does your ADD come out when you're working?
ADD as in a bad sense? No, I can focus. No, that's what just it. I'll sit and I will work and work and work and work, and it'll be like 15 hours. I'm like, yeah. I guess I need to go to bed.
See, I always thought manual labor was the president of Mexico, so I don't like to do the manual labor.
I just got that.
Oh, you just got it?
I just got that.
You're a little slow.
But anyways, I didn't have anybody. It was Christmas Eve, and it's me and Mark and the pups.
Yeah.
You know, go to Christmas Eve service. And then Christmas morning.
You took the dogs to church?
No, that was our only picture we had for Christmas. I didn't put up a tree. I had my little tree that sat on the table.
Oh, yeah?
And then on Christmas morning, my son and daughter-in-law came over for breakfast. And so then rest of Christmas Day had nothing going on.
Oh, yeah?
And then day after Christmas, nothing going on. Went to my mom's on the Saturday to see all my brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews. But I had never had a group of people over at my house for Christmas.
No
kidding. I didn't have a tree out. Didn't have, like, a bunch of presents all wrapped up because everything was for the little kids pretty much as wrapped up. Older people just like want
There's
money
our tree.
And stuff. Oh, nice.
It's a big one. Look how tall it is. She did a good job. I don't do any of that stuff.
10 feet?
Oh, that's 12 foot.
Feet? I was 12
foot tall. Did you see where I put my TV?
Oh, yes.
On the wall.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, I guess now we need to call it
a day. Don't tell my wife I ever showed you that picture.
Of her sleeping in the chair. We'll just show everybody.
That's our anniversary. 43 years that woman has put up with me. Can you believe that?
No, she might have a mental condition.
Maybe just not. Well, at least I'm glad you're not my sister.
Well, my mom listens to our podcast. She was talking about how she doesn't watch.
No, don't tell me that.
And she said that, you know, the guy you do podcast with, he seems like a really nice guy.
Your mother said that?
She said that. I'm like, okay, yeah. Then she goes, is he a Christian?
Did she really?
Yeah. I said, he kind of reminds me of like Donald Trump, you know, kind of that same age, that era where, you know, politically incorrect and you, and what happened?
Oh, I was telling Gene about, I was watching a show the other day on TV where they were showing little short skits of people that were saying, he'll never make being president. This was before he was.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me, I'll take it to my grave. I'll move out of the country if he becomes president. He isn't going to become president. And I mean every single, every person from TV all the night.
And they didn't go anywhere.
No.
No, they haven't trusted. But anyways, thanks again. Enjoy your globals.
When are we having another one of these?
Well, I guess next week.
We'll take pictures of our globals. And bring them in next week.
Yeah, because I could show you on mine. I kind of...
No. I want to be surprised.
I won't be using it, though. I'm just going to take the picture.
Just take it. Take the picture.
Yeah.
You'll use it. You will.
Yeah, you just keep it on. It just you don't have to turn it on and off. You can even put the little air freshener thing in there. It comes with that. And
I'm going to put it in my wife's bathroom.
Yeah.
Not mine.
Just take pictures.
Yeah, we'll take pictures.
Yeah, because I got some when I was trying to take a picture of my bathroom. Now I'll sit on the toilet. Changing colors and glowing.
I'll sit on the toilet to make it look realistic. I mean,
you got a red butt.
I'll just sit on it. I will not be naked. Huh?
Don't be naked.
All right.
No. All right. Well, thanks for watching. Anything goes. And this is our third goodbye, I think. So we will.
Well, let's say one more. All right. Now it's time to say goodbye to all our
three viewers.
Three people.
Okay. All right. Bye. See you next week.
No, Merry Christmas.
There we go.
Oh, I can't say that anymore.
No, you can't. Yeah. That's the only way we know it's over.
That's
okay. It's over. It's over.